Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Well, Jeff, the news seems to be full of supply chain issues, delayed shipping, rising prices, and inflation. How's that affecting us here at Vierks Fine Jewelry?
Honestly, Liz, not in the least bit. Our prices are sharp as ever. Our values are the best in the business. You can compare the mega box stores, the internet, or even the big city diamond districts, and you still won't find the deals we offer.
Well, that will make our customers very happy, but I've heard that many businesses are struggling to find product and maintain inventories.
Not here at Vierks Fine Jewelry. We work very hard with our suppliers to make sure diamonds, gemstones, and jewelry continue to arrive and keep our selection fresh and exciting.
So let me get this straight. Our customers can stroll into Vierks and still get unbeatable prices, top-notch quality, first-class service, and the area's largest inventory to make the perfect jewelry choice?
You sum that up pretty well, Liz. But don't forget, we also have the area's largest selection of coins and precious metals bullion. Some dealers have really struggled to source sufficient quantities, but here at Vierks, we are fully stocked.
You know, Jeff, we're pretty lucky to have been serving the Lafayette community for over 75 years.
Shop smart, shop Vierks, Vierks.com.
Are you ready for a smoother ride? Head over to Big O Tires, the team you trust next to Parkies in Lebanon. Their expert team is dedicated to keeping you on the road with top quality tires and exceptional service. Schedule your appointment today for a hassle-free experience. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today. And don't forget to check Big O Tires out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierlandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Are you ready to elevate your brand with stunning visuals? Look no further than Freckles Graphics. With a wide range of service, including graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, embossing, laser etching, promotional products, and all your signage and marketing needs, Freckles has you covered. Need it fast? No problem. Freckles Graphics is known for lightning-fast turnaround without compromising quality. And with our friendly customer service, you'll feel like part of the family. So hit us up at FrecklesGraphics.com. Freckles Graphics, where your vision becomes reality. 765-449-8463.
Freedom, one of your most empowering possessions. No limitations, no compromises, no restrictions, just a wide open road, TC trailer, and freedom. TC Trailers believes there's no journey like the open road, and no road is too long with the right trailer. It may look like they sell trailers, but what they really provide is endless possibilities. Visit tc-trailers.com or stop in their fully stocked showroom or in-house repair shop. And remember, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
We know you have choices, and at Encompass Credit Union, it's our commitment to community that sets us apart. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. We offer a range of services with you in mind, from home banking to mobile banking on the go and e-statements for a greener approach. Plus, our card services makes managing your finances a breeze. At Encompass, we're not just a financial institution. We're your neighbors, your friends, your community. Ready to experience the difference? Visit EncompassCU.org today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Welcome back to the WILO and Boone 102.7 FM Party Line. Party Line is presented by our friends at Freckles Graphics. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Big O Tires in Lebanon, Bierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Clinton County, Carroll County, Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspapers. Marchand's Window Tinting, they stick it where the sun shines. Encompass Credit Union, community minded, just like you. And TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. The online telecast, which you can watch at HoosierlandTV.com, is brought to you by Culligan Water, TC Trailers, Peg and Penn, Timber Frame Builders, Reinhardt Realtors, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Events Center in Frankfort. By the way, just a reminder for those of you that might have an office, today is Administrative Professionals Day. Just a little reminder, you might want to do something nice for the people who help you run your office. So they could go to BCS Boutique and maybe get a flower.
That would be a wonderful gift.
Actually, I was reminded about that by Little Miss Cupcakes, who says, hey, we can get some stuff discounted today, Carl. So thanks to Little Miss Cupcakes for the reminder there today as well. So we do have another guest for the second half an hour of Party Line here on WILO. And our guest now is Tina Tagg from the Cutler Small Shops. Tina, good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. It's funny, last night I went over to Flora for, by the way, the grand, well, actually, it's not the grand opening yet. It was the soft grand opening for Fire Pizza there in Flora. So for those of you who are in the Flora area and around there, Fire Pizza will be opening. The real grand opening is coming up very soon, but last night was a soft opening. So I took a minute and I drove to Cutler because I go right by there because you guys have a big event happening this weekend. So tell us about what's coming up this weekend.
Well, we have what we call our shop or our small shop celebration, Cutler, and it is a group of local vendors who come together and create what we call our small shop. And we came up with that name because it is really a group of small mom and pop shops together making a celebration. And so this month we are going to have our kickoff of the summer season. We have two seasons, a winter season and a summer season. And this weekend is our kickoff of our summer season. And so we're going to have vendors outside, vendors inside. We have food, music, live music. Our local blacksmith is going to be outside working live, so it's quite a show to come up and be able to watch him create his magic as he's working in his shop. Go ahead.
Can we go back for just a minute here and talk about the blacksmith? Because wasn't there a fire, I don't know, maybe it was a year or so ago, that really did a number on the blacksmith shop there?
There was, yes.
And so how is the progress going with that?
Well, his building is not rebuilt. It's still a progress. I mean, we're still working, and it's still going to be a long process. He's working as much as he can, trying to clean up and get rid of all of that to be able to rebuild. Right now, he's still working out of what he calls his portable shop, which thank the Lord, the portable shop was very minorly damaged, nothing that prevented it from being used. There was a few, on the side, there was a few boards that were burnt, that was easily repaired. So, you know, that was a good thing for him to be able to still have that portable shop to be able to function. Otherwise he wouldn't have had anything to have been able to move forward, and he would have had to literally start from scratch. And the way it is now, he does still have something that allows him to still function and do his blacksmithing.
Sure. All right. Well, I knew that there had been an issue there, and so we didn't know. I know that he is scheduled to be there this weekend, but I didn't know if that meant the shop was open or what the progress was there. So tell us about some of the vendors we can look forward to this weekend.
Absolutely. So we are really excited that we're going to have some farmers market type stuff. And always, we'd like to get more farmers market type stuff, but you know, as of right now, we do have some farmers market stuff, which would include, but not limited to, house plants. I believe she's going to have some garden plants, eggs, honey, baked goods, things of that nature, homemade, handcrafted things, such as, you know, like we have vendors that are making like wax melts, jewelry, home decor, quilting, knitting, crocheting. We have somebody who's doing homemade greeting cards that are amazingly beautiful. Tumblers. Oh, we have a furniture person who is doing the rustic log furniture.
Oh.
So this is going to be his first time here. So we're really excited to see him come. We've got people who do walking sticks, skin care products, customized clothes. And then we have, of course, antiques, collectibles, Hot Wheels, ads, signs, things of that nature. Not to mention things like Pink Zebra, Scentsy. We have sporting goods.
My gosh, how many vendors are you? I mean, you guys sound like you have a little bit of everything. How many vendors are you expecting?
Well, we can hold as many, and we would love to fill up, but we could hold 100.
Oh, wow.
Theoretically. So if there's vendors out there that are interested, you know, they can give me a call. My number is 765-586-1451. But as of right now, I have not done a new count this morning, but I did receive some new vendors last night. But I believe we're somewhere around 25, maybe 30 at this time.
Now, that's a lot for that little area, so it will be a fun because people don't have – the thing that's nice about it is people don't have to walk super, super far to get to all the vendors. So if you're somebody that's maybe limited in mobility, all you have to do is get there, and they're really pretty close together, so you can kind of see everybody without having to walk miles and miles to do that. So,
absolutely.
Again, Tina Tagg from Cutler Small Shops Celebration is our guest for this hour or half hour of Party Line, and they're having their big summer season kickoff this weekend. So I know that you said there aren't really food trucks that come, but people can certainly eat well. So tell us about that.
Well, this month we're going to have chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes and green beans that are homemade. We have fresh baked pies, rolls, breads, cookies, lots of baked goods that are also made fresh. So lots of delicious food, and if somebody doesn't want that more set-down meal, we also have things like hot dogs, nachos and cheese. I'm not really sure. I haven't really looked to see if there's anything else that I've got coming to go with the meal or go as a side with that, but, you know, that's in a general idea.
Sure. And can you get meals to go, by the way?
You can, yes.
Okay. That's good. When I'm there, I don't want to have to cook when I get home. I just want to get it to
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely. And, you know, if people are looking for us, Cutler is such a little town. People, we have people local who are like, what? You have something going on in Cutler? But when you come into the town, it's like the whole town comes to life. And there is just so much action going on. We have vendors inside, outside. We have, like I said, live music. There's just so much going on.
I had someone text me and wanted to know about the barbecue sauce that was an accident. Do you know what that means?
I do know what that means. So I make a apple butter barbecue sauce.
And tell me more.
It's amazing, actually. So when I was making apple butter for years and years, I've made apple butter, homemade apple butter, and my husband has made homemade barbecue sauce. So several years ago, he had a sinus infection, and so he could not smell. So he come home from work, and he had a large order for barbecue sauce. I had no idea that he had this order. So he come home, he sees my apple butter making in the crock pot. He looks at it and thinks, well, there's not enough. So he adds more barbecue ingredients. And then he'd come in and sit down in the living room, and he said, oh, thanks for starting that for me. And I'm just oblivious. And I said, no problem. So it goes for a long time. And then all of a sudden I smell, and it doesn't really quite smell right. And I said, what is that? And he said, oh, it's the barbecue sauce. Thanks for starting it for me. And I said, I didn't start barbecue sauce. And I get up and we walk in the kitchen, and he has added in his ingredients, and he tells me. And I'm like, oh, no, that was apple butter. So we unplug it, dump it down the garbage disposal. I get a little bit on my finger, and I tasted it. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, what did we just throw away? It took us several months to recreate this recipe, but we've now got it perfected, and it is a unbelievably sweet, apple-y barbecue sauce.
That sounds fantastic, actually.
It really is. And one nice thing about it is, not only is it, you know, first of all, apple is a natural tenderizer, mm-hmm. So when you put it on the meat, it naturally tenderizes what you're cooking. The other nice thing is it's thick enough. When you put barbecue sauce, sometimes it runs off. This doesn't run off the meat that you've got it on. So, it's, you know, there's benefits other than the fact that it's just delicious.
Sometimes accidents do turn out to be good. So this is one of those happy accidents. Tina Tagg from the Cutler Small Shops Celebration again is our guest today. And I know the kickoff is this weekend, Saturday. What time can folks expect to be there, and how long does it last?
So it starts at 10 and goes until 5. And we try very hard to make sure that every shopper gets the same experience, so we try to make sure that we all bring enough stuff to last us through the whole day. And we are at 99 East 485 South in Cutler.
Okay, I'm writing that down. 99 East 485 South, actually, it's just off of 75. I mean, it is just, if you're going north from Frankfort on 75, it will be on your right, east side of the road. And you talk about easy to get to. Literally, you just pull off and drive up the road there just a tiny little bit, and not even a quarter of a mile, and you're right there. So it's very, very easy to get to. And I know next month, and then in October, you guys do something special as well. Can you talk about the car show?
Absolutely. We have a car show. We do a cruise-in style car show. They are going to be on May 25th and October 26th. We hand out dash plates to the drivers, to the first 50 drivers that comes in. We do give awards for various classes on the car show. Our car show is also from 10. We do awards at 4, and typically around 4 o'clock they start filtering out. So it is a fairly nice size event. The first event we had somewhere around 75 cars show up in that nice little town of Cutler. And honestly, I can't tell you how many we had on the last one. I don't know that I remember counting them, but I want to say it was probably somewhere between 50 and 75, because I know we ran out of dash plates and we had 50.
Well, that's a good problem, as we call that.
Absolutely.
Well, you guys do a lot of things. Anything else that's coming up this summer that we can look forward to? I know now that you guys, you have food, you have music, all kinds of vendors. Again, folks, right now she's got 25 to 30 lined up for just this one. They can have up to 100. But anything else we can look forward to as the season progresses? And then I know it's a little different in the winter months.
It is different in the winter months. You know, throughout the summer, we're, like I said, inside and outside. We will have themed events, so, you know, each month we'll have a little bit of a theme to go with it. We would like something, you know, we're going to do something 4th of July themed in June, because, you know, obviously if we wait until July, we've already passed 4th of July.
Sure.
So we'll do something in June probably. That will be 4th of July related. In August is going to be a big month. August, I already have, I want to say 32 vendors committed for August.
That's a lot.
And I may be wrong on that number, but I mean, and if that's already signed up for August, so we're expecting a very nice turnout in August. Not that we don't expect that any of the other months, but, you know, I'm kind of excited about that. And then once we hit the winter months, so November and December, well, and it goes into January, but November and December is our Christmas events. So those are a different time of the month. We try to do those a little earlier in the month. So they're going to be November 9th and December the 14th. And then we wrap up the year with what we call our garage sale event. So it is going to be on December 27th and December 29th. You know, but again, we really focus hard on handcrafted, local craftsmen, homemade, local artisans. We really try hard to focus on things like that and farmers market type stuff.
Yeah, and I remind folks, these are the great places. Again, I like to buy unique gifts for folks and for my family. And so to have something, A, that might be handmade, something that nobody else is going to have one that's been uniquely done, these are great places to get gifts like that. And people laugh at me, but we have so many birthdays in my family in December. I buy throughout the year. If I see something, you know, in March or April, I'm going to get it. And then I store it away for the winter months, and then I don't have to buy something all, you know, during birthday season as well in December. So I remind folks, these little, like the Cutler Small Shop Celebration, is a great chance to get unique, fun, different, one-of-a-kind gifts as well. So I want to remind folks, go ahead.
Well, and you know, you were talking Christmas, and that's another thing. That brings to light another thing. So we were talking about special things throughout the events or throughout the year. We have Santa come in the winter months, in the holiday months, but we also are going to try to do a Christmas in July.
That'll be
so
fun.
So that's going to be one of our highlights in July. So, you know, so it is going to be a nice time to come out, look around, find those unique Christmas gifts, because like you said, when you do handcrafted items, homemade items, you cannot get two alike. There are never going to be two of them alike.
That's for sure. So, again, Tina Tagg from the Cutler Small Shops Celebration has been our guest this half hour. It's the last Saturday of every month until we get to November and December, and maybe we should have you back kind of closer to those dates to talk about the changes just because of the holiday season. But the last Saturday of every month, again, next month is the car show. October is the car show. Get some of that apple butter barbecue sauce that happened by chance, but apparently is, I get, the text says it is magnificent here. years. So apparently it's a gift from God that just happened accidentally. So
tell whoever that was, thank you.
I will do that. It's Melissa who is normally here with us. And so 10 to 5 on Saturday, if you're going down 75, you can't miss Cutler. You just turn east where the signs, there are big signs out there directing everybody. You're still, I mean, you would still take vendors. Again, if somebody is interested in being a vendor, can you give them your information if they have questions and want to hook up with you folks?
Absolutely. So you can find me on Facebook, but the easiest way to find me is just to text me, and my number is 765-586-1451.
All right. Tina, thank you so much for joining us today and telling us all about the Cutler Small Shop Celebration and how the barbecue sauce came about. That was a fun story. So thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll look forward to having you on maybe again in late fall.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Take care. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, learned a lot today. That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of great guests today and tomorrow. Another edition of Party Line right here. Again, thanks to everybody that came out last night and joined us for the Points of Light Volunteer Fair. Thanks to Liz and everybody that helped yesterday put the event together as well. And so we try and do what we can as far as getting volunteers. It's always hard to get folks to volunteer. And so... Carl says, oh,
you're
yeah.
You're telling me.
Yes, it is. So if you were not maybe able to come last night, if you have questions and don't know who to call or want to know who came last night, you can always check with us here at the station. We'd be glad to tell you or hook you up with an organization that maybe was there that you didn't get to stop by last night because it was raining. And I know some people maybe that prevented them from coming. So if you want to know what happened last night or about a particular organization and don't know how to get a hold of them, get a hold of us. 659-3338, and we will hook you up with those organizations that were there last night. So Melissa will hopefully be back on Friday. Shan will be in tomorrow. Thank you for joining us on Party Line right here on WILO and Boone 102.7 FM. Have a great day, everybody.